War and poverty. Oh, oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. It's April 5, 2015, and this is a live program. It's a three-hour live program. The call in number is 800-313-9443. And this is the day when Christians are celebrating Easter. And I was putting the show together because of the kind of week it's been with the information and the process of the water and the brain project and some of the outer space work. And it's putting together ideas of how to present it all today. And I had a flashback of a mission I was on. It was in China, and it was one of my very first missions. I was to blend in with the population in China. I was in Hong Kong. That was before Hong Kong, of course, which is now a communist. And excuse me. And so I was in a went to a movie. And movie theaters, everything in Hong Kong was cold, no matter where you went. I mean, even if you went in your room, you had this little pot, you know, which was to give you heat. There was a movie there with Humphrey Bogart, and there's a Left Hand of God. And at that time, that movie really affected me. That's what I feel today. You know, he played a priest in that film, and he talked about the process of redemption in terms of trying to develop with his Chinese villages and put them into a different way of thinking, hoping that they could find a new way to see their religion. But at the same time, the Left Hand of God carried a gun. And that was the force of God. And that was one of the premises of the film. And I was highly affected by that film, and I carried it through the rest of my life. So I feel today, the Left Hand of God. What really, you know, we're on Parker Pathways. We started into the development of talking about the water and its effects, the biochemistry of it. We've covered a lot of ground, which is all coming to fore, which these 3 hours will open up to you. And a lot, of listeners may think, well, that doesn't affect me, I just turn on the tap. But what happens if you turn on the tap and you're really following Dr. John Holdren's science and technology czar for Obama, putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population? Now, we have in the prayer group, I just placed a prayer group in terms of people that have been affected by all of this. But the thing is that the 28-day prayer group for that, you know, people that have lost their land and their loved ones and their animals. But, you know, it's like, as soon as you click in terms of in your mind, you look back on the type of companies, and that's what I'll give you right now, the type of companies that are kind of cornerstones of what I'll be talking about today. And how this affects the product, it just happens to be Easter to be able to discuss it. And the company, Lannett Company, is selling at $65 a share. They make generics. They specialize in thyroid deficiencies. And then you have Cambrex that is at $34 a share. It develops chemical components for small molecule drugs. And that's very important because the human species is dying on the planet and can develop the immune systems. So, which I've talked about on many programs. And the small molecule drug system is going to be very essential for survival. Then you have the Centene Corporation. They're making a lot of money over Obamacare. They signed their deal with the devil. They went into the White House personally representing. So they sell $69 a share. And they're out to push state exchanges. And, of course, they had an outcome in their favor with a Supreme Court ruling just a few days ago that they would take a case. Then you have EPOM Systems, which is an information technology outsourcer. And they're building a Central and Eastern European master computer like IBM's computers in Switzerland, which house the world's medical records of everyone on the earth. And then you have Activists that's selling at $303 a share. They have developed a merger and acquisition strategy in business, which is the key to buying other drug makers. And so, in fact, I would expect Activists at $303 a share, they have an extension of 11% growth from $272 a share. And then you have Synchronos Technologies. Now here you have, at $47 a share, you have a transaction management software company. And this is going to be a formation of the new way to take away credit cards, and people just have everything work on the iPhone. And in other words, you'll have a chip which is in your phone, which is already there, to be able to take all your transactions and have it go through the master computer in Europe. Then you have Palo Alto Networks at $146 a share. And their network is a security infrastructure product system. And they're the company that will be consolidating the government entities to be able to control all transactions and network security in the world. So let's say that you have that's on the table. That's real world. That's moving. No matter what you say, in terms of here you've got people being killed around the world. You've got a big movement against Christians and Jews. You have the developmental process of the Iranian deal, with Obama, who wants his legacy. And of course, Kerry thinks he's going to get the Nobel Prize for the Iranian deal, where it reminds me of the peanut farmer president and the 7 days not making a decision, leaving us out in the desert. But the thing is, it's like the same psychology that the capitulation of making a deal with a country again, allowing Tehran to have thousands of centrifuges, including hundreds of them at an underground facility at the Fordo facility, which is clearly seen by satellite in terms of fact, it's underground and the buster bombs are really not going to take care of that if there was, to have that as use. The buster bombs that the United States has only goes 300 feet. The ones the Russians have, 900 feet, which is a miniature atom bomb. So they have inspections by the United Nations of a nuclear inspection society and the IAEA, which is a process that outfits want to monitor Iran. What I see into this, of course, the president wants this is the grand deal. It kind of gives you another clue as to why the president got the Nobel Prize before he did anything in 2 weeks before he became president on his first term. He was implement all these kinds of things, and they hide behind that banner, and that's where that is. But this is my opinion. It's like the left hand of God completely. I think that this is a lethal legacy. And when you tie in all the developmental systems that are going on in the world, you come out with the creation it'll be 11 new nations eventually, a new flag for the whole Ukraine on down into Mongolia and then parts of China. By the way, you know what the irony is? The mission I was on, you're never supposed to talk about things, and that's the truth. I'm not going to talk about what the mission actually was, because I had to sign papers, not like Hillary Clinton, who just walked out. But the thing comes down to the fact that everyone signs the OOS-1. I mean, come on. The Hillary lady has got, Benghazi on her plate. But if you talk with people today that are in the political mainstream, I talk to many of those, and they Hillary is just a goddess. I mean, people, the women think she's great, And then, of course, the mission was, I was to try to find what was the protocol for China at that time for the development of their counterparting Russian research. In other words, the Chinese were working on the mind for medicine, which they had succeeded in. They had developed something called a satellite, and no one really knew what that particular idea was. But they had developed a satellite that was actually something of the order to be controlled by mind power. That was quite advanced at that time, of course, and you can imagine. But it was a project that you would might say would be part of the MK Ultra, and of course the brain function research and outer space work that's going on now is very sophisticated. It all stemmed from those days of MK Ultra. And all I'll say to you is that the Chinese were quite advanced in more ways, you know, than one. The MK Ultra projects really had at that time about water, and I didn't realize a thing. They were wanting to develop substances that will promote illogical thinking. This is the United States MK Ultra project, and substances would increase the efficiency of mediation and perception. To develop materials would produce the signs and symptoms to recognize diseases in a reversible way. And that's how they decided on chloramine to be put in the drinking water, by the way. And which I've written about, it's on the RBN homepage. But the substances which will enhance the ability of individuals to withstand privation, torture, and coercion during interrogation, that was all developed. The physical methods of producing shock and confusion over extended periods of time. The substances that produce physical disablement, such as paralysis of the legs, and tied in with what I've been talking about for 6 years, which is called the formation of acute anemia, which you get from chloramine. And then the substances would produce the chemical that will cause blisters without using mustard gas, which mustard gas was used for leukemia for a long time. And in hospitals, the tank would be beside the bed. You had your rubber hose. And that's how you attacked it out. The idea is to kill the bone marrow. That was the theory at the time. Speaking of Easter, I always like rabbits. And always have. If I had my way to do my life again, I'd be a rabbit farmer. That's the way I was going to go. That was at the time. And working on all the farms as a kid, everything. And I had a little problem killing rabbits for rabbit meat, so I wouldn't have lasted too long. I didn't like the sight of blood. The irony is that to this day I still don't. And guess what I was put into medical school, of course. And guess what my specialty was? You know, the advanced biochemical surgery, developing of robots for surgery, things of that sort. But I was picked for doing that, you know, to train you for doing that. And even though I don't like the sight of blood. And the idea, though, is that in my time in medicine, rabbits were used for pregnancy tests. In other words, if a woman wanted to know if she was pregnant, well, you'd have a urine sample from her, and then you'd inject the urine into the rabbit and see if the rabbit became into a different state of ovulation. And there was a specific sequence that you looked for. Okay. And in the MKU's projects, the idea was that the MK Ultra was to find there were other ways that other people were trying to be on missions to figure this out in terms of how you could change that ovulation process. So these stories all dovetail into the thing. This is where the third hand of God comes in today for April 5th on Republic Broadcasting Network, Parker Pathways. How far we lay our anvil out on the left hand of God to give you the truth, as it says on the moniker for RBN, you can handle the truth. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Showtime.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Order Pathways, and one of the reasons I look at the documentations of what's going on today in terms of, like, reviewing the Iranian deal, you know, about the underground Fordo facility, where the, you know, the Iranians can enrich uranium at the bottom of a mountain, really impervious to conventional attack. And you can see that the Arabs and other countries are going to work on their own bomb. But if you look at it from another standpoint and try to stand back a little bit and see how these agreements look, you see how people are being criticized. Like, if you're against the climate or the climate change itself, as if you could take the law of physics and change it around. It's weather, and it's in its cycles. but you're considered a climate change denier, or let's say you're against authority, you're now officially diagnosed mentally ill, but and that's the way the new classifications of the DSM at psychiatry book diagnosis codes are now anti-authoritarianism and schizophrenia are almost becoming, you know, synonymous. And these forms of control systems are very much involved in how one perceives the world. So let's say that you have things pass across your world and you're asked to look at something, which I'm one of those people who's asked to look at something. And let's say that at CERN you find people confirming the existence of the Force. Now, the idea, you have four fundamental forces. You have the strong force, you have the weak force, you can have electromagnetic force, and then you have gravity. And these have been all confirmed. But the force that places this energy field together is created by all living things. It's penetrated, it binds the galaxy together. But where is the development of how this force will be used, excuse me, takes me back to when I was in that theater in China, seeing Humphrey Bogart as a priest in the left hand of God. Because where this is going is how it'll influence minds, how it'll be used in good ways in physics and other ways. You have long distance communication without the use of a electronic device. You can have the development of what is called a three-dimensional planet. You can have the working on a red laser. And you can have, what you can have is new life forms, which are called midi-chlorians, as the force. You can have a creation of a new vacuum, and interplanetary space travel. This is now a new reality. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. www.freeyourmindbroadcasting.org and start saving now.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
This is Porter Pathways. Now, to take our conversation and bring it up to present, the concept of saying that you want to know about a universe and how laws of nature can be united. This is all guided by religious impulses. And of course, being Easter Day, it just happens by serendipity that these subjects face us. And if this say that you're asked to look at something, like I'm again asked to look at something, not only the force this week, but the idea of what I thought of the strange radio signals. Now, the signals that have been coming in over a period of since 2007, actually, there have been 11 cosmic bursts of energy patterned. They've been captured by the Parkes radio telescope. And how you measure this is by dispersion measure mathematics. In other words, it's the time differential between the detection of the burst of the high frequencies and then its low frequencies. Because, you see, the low frequencies, they travel more slowly through space dust, and they take a longer time than high frequencies to reach the Earth. Now, these dispersion measures on every pulse has a multiple of the number 187.5. Now, this has all been measured out to try to figure out if it can be, it's a supernova explosion. Maybe it's a nova changing position. Of course, a nova is composite of what's called the finger of God, which is what it looks like in terms of the universes that are in photographs. Several of these photographs have been very famous around the world. But, and then of course there are other people who say, well, it's just a short frequency radio wave, something simple as a cell phone base station. Of course, ignoring the fact that this is coming from the cosmos. Now, if you, I looked at this space dispersion and told Uncle Sam, I said, well, you know how it is with me. I'm not politically correct, and that's the truth of it. I tell that to people and mean it, and they know that that's my moniker because I just tell the way it is. The thing is, government doesn't really like to hear some of the things I have to say. That's why they ask, you know. But where we are is, I said, what would you see as the best price to give me for the answer I'm going to give you? And they looked at me and they say, well, you're always taking, you know, that's how they do it, blind trust, you know. And I wonder if somebody's listening to us. And that's what I'm saying to my audience right now. Somebody seems to be on our line. But what we have here, I said with a straight face, I said, this is the left hand of God. What you have here, in my opinion, is a process of intercommunication that's been going on since 2007 that you've been picking up. It has a sequence which is based upon the development which is called the Unity Prefix, which is in a new form of mathematics, which was put forth by ancient philosophers. And you go to the Greek philosophers, and particularly Aristotle, where he proposed that everything was made by water. And he believed that the water represented nature's dynamic essence. And then Pythagoras believed that nature was a mathematical puzzle, construed through ratios and patterns. And they combined all his integers, and that geometry was the key to deciphering it. So what you have here is, if you go back to the ancient writings in the Sumerian language and what has survived to be able to find this out. Alexander Library, when it was burned down, you know, which was a great information given by muses, you will find this mathematical ratio by Pythagoras as a development of the great essence. And what you're hearing is the other side of the force, which is process of what CERN has just now discovered. So that's what you've got, and what you do with this is that you don't say it's a cell phone tower. You don't lie to the public again, like you did 15 years ago, and I know about it, you know, that, well, that was just a conversion. But what you have is a determination of what you call in medicine was the greatest thing that was ever put forth in genetics in the human body, you would ask, and you say, what would that be? Your answer, if you came in at first blush, would be the heart. Second answer, you did at first blush, it'd be the blood. Because as I've taught you in Parker Pathway programs over the past 8 years, the only difference between photosynthesis and the glucose intermodes on plants and blood in humans is the difference between iron is in the human and the magnesium is in the plant. What you have in a discernible gravitational field for the plant and the animal, they are the same. So what you have, and the public was never supposed to know that. That was actually written in one of the books that the monks hid when they wrote the Bible. And because they didn't, you know, the church was to be the all-knowing God transmitter. It's like on the Pope's plane, Illesima Tantalupa, one world, Chrislam. And the idea of Christianity and Islam together. The idea of, again, shadowing the information of real-world transmissions. Now, when you have the idea of the taking the vibration of the code, which is in the variation of frequency, it's not a frequency that you and I would know. A good example of that would be, you as a listener to this, let's say you want to preserve, let's say you wanted to preserve a virus, because you want to, you have to preserve the virus that may change how vaccines are delivered in a poorer country. So what you do is you use the microbes that live in volcanic hot springs and present and keep the virus from drying out by coating them with silica. This is a, you know, ingredient of glass. And solar panels, which I was just talking about with my producer, but just as they're coated in the hot springs, in other words, the silica coats, and when it's rinsed off, some of the viruses are able to affect and infect the cells again. So you can have weakened viruses or viral bits. And many of these viral bits need refrigeration. So the idea of coating the virus under these viral bits is very important. Now you take that and add it to chromosomes of human beings. When I talked about this on the last program, and the idea that you can have a piece of that chromosome of that cancer and it breaks off and it goes because the cancer has been killed. See, they've been killed by the mind or chemotherapy or developmental processes or the basis of another virus, because you've got to realize that the cancer is developing a virus code of its own. And here is what the communication from Cosmos is doing. It's creating bits in terms of a new form of communication by coding its own system. And that was that was or the answer that I gave this week to the powers that be. And then, without any hesitation and breaking stride, I mentioned the fact that banks in the world use the same system as a form of a software code breaker by which they listen to people's phrases from people who trade stocks. In other words, let's say you're ending a sentence you say nuclear waste, or they say take it offline, a phrase like that. Then that code translates what your psychological state is at that time, and is cross-checked with your other with electronic messenger traffic to determine any kind of hidden trade that you're going to make. So most traders in the world now are operated by this same disbursement frequency concept. Famous phrases are on ice, or I want Chinese takeaway, or end of world. In other words, these are catchphrases that have other abnormalities. So this software is being used. It's very sophisticated. Of course, the government has all of this. It's all been in the satellite for years, where people are on phones, you know, and you have your catchphrase in your phone. Those when you have pay phones. And, of course, then the satellite goes out. They don't want to hear, you know, anybody hear about it. But what we have here, you see, is a model that goes from cosmos to chromosome to virus. From that, you have a message. So this message is what has to be deciphered. So the idea is that people in religious beliefs want everything as a unified field theory. In other words, they want everything in a package. And life itself is imperfect. You can have the spatial symmetry of amino acids and mutations during reproduction is an asymmetry. It's not in a package. You can have long, complex, erratic path frequency from particles, from atoms to cells. You can have what are called prokaryotic cells without a nuclei. In other words, they don't have any nucleus with anything. They're all just a cell, to a more sophisticated eukaryotic cell. And then from these you get unicells, then to multicellular organisms. So you have these changes which are giving messages. So one is the proton, is a particle that would inhibit an atomic nuclei, and that's unstable. And then you have sensitivities of decaying protons. So you cannot say that the grand unified theory of electromagnetism and all the weak and strong nuclear forces as a single force. Of course, that was proposed by Howard Gregory, I believe, in 1974 of Harvard University, and then Sheldon Glasgow at Boston University, of which you never forget when you're dealing with superstring theory. By abandoning the old paradigm that matter is made up of small invisible blocks, then you substitute them with vibrating strings, and that lives the higher dimensional space. So the idea here, we are being told, my answer to Uncle Sam is the fact that we're being told the new survivor system, in my opinion. And if you look at the three astronauts, that you have one American and you have two Russian cosmonauts who went off last week in the Baikonur cosmodrome in Kasatran, and they're going to live in space for a year aboard the International Space Station. And they're their goal is to do the research that will determine the aging process, if any, in space and its anti-gravitational force. So if you look at the real world of the policy, you got to keep in mind now, you got to keep in mind that the companies that are on the stock market and the process of the new currency in the world that's occurring, and the currency that's being controlled, where banks don't have any money. In other words, if you go to a bank and you say, well, I want to draw $10,000, and everybody knows, well, you know, the bank's going to be funny about that because it's about the $10,000. The banks want you to call ahead of time. Make sure you can have the money. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
This is Barton Pathways. And as we left our discussion of the lack of the grand unified theory and the communications from cosmotic processes, I gave you within this hour four fields of string theory, development of life as it's processed in terms of atoms, the new theory in terms of being reversible of chromosome bits in tumors and the process of developing diagnostic ways to determine our our own beginning. Now, let's say that you discover, which also within the same process has been a discovery of a new skull and other forms of bones that was might be older than Lucy, which has been considered one of the most, you know, older ancestral humans existed in Africa. And but this new discovery is called the Australian Pithecius Prometheus, and it's expected from base of the dating and the process of it, it lived 3.7 million years ago, more recently than man thought. Now, in this particular discovery, there is a processing development system, and whereby you naturally, most anthropologists develop by cranium size, that it's been estimated that this finding, which they're calling Littlefoot, was a member of the Australopithecus africanus, which is has a rounder skull and has a lot, housing a larger brain and smaller teeth than did Lucy. And that there's a suggestion that Littlefoot belonged to another Australopithecus known as Australopithecus, but had a longer, fatter face and a larger cheek. But it's impossible at this time to put this into the human family tree. And the idea that this might have rose away as part of the African process of Homo, Homo sapien, as another form of tree. So there isn't any core ancestral tree concept that can be developed. So there's a connection between, according to a lot of these findings, of skulls and bones and the analysis of the, that African hominids occurred sooner after the appearance of stone tools. But the signals that we get from outer space are older than the stone tools in the carvings 3.5 million years ago. We're going to see you in the second hour of Live Parker Pathways. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways. Does that make